over the state of Louisiana. Well, what's your full name?
George Dewey.
Senior.
Senior.
Yes, she said. And you were born here?
Right across the road over there.
This is where you come up.
Well, I was bred and born in a little old log house to the left as you come into that lane now. A log house, 1898, November the 20th. Now, you can tell how old I am by that. Still a young man. I'll be 79 in November. 79.
Yes, sir. You're surrounded by a bunch of musical instruments here.
Well, I inherited this fiddling from both sides. My mother's brother and my daddy's uncle. About Pounds, old man Leon Pounds was a fiddler. He gave me my first one I ever had. And old man Chuck Massey Cooper used to show me. I first started off beating straws. You ever hear anybody beat straws on the fiddle to keep the time? That's before guitars ever come out. Didn't know what a guitar was, and they have these old frolics and get-togethers all over the country. Have these old breakdown, hoedowns. They'd have the fiddler. And he'd be sitting there, and he'd have his jug of corn squeezes sitting down here by him. Fella sitting over there with a straw in his hand and beating the bass strings on that fiddle, keeping time. That's where they had the frogs, and that's the way I learned. What little I know, I don't know one note from another. I kind of know what chord to tell you that I'm playing in these guitar pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked it up. From there, I used to think I could play pretty good. I played at the fair at Chet Franklin. Never did get first prize, I'd always get second or third. The thing that hurt me the worst about getting beat, I was out there here a couple of years playing at Franklin at the fair out there, and Mr. Paget, he was the master of ceremonies on the stage. After we got up there, there was three or four of us old fiddlers, you know. And he came to me and asked me, he says, Mr. he says, we got a young lady here from New Caledonia, Mississippi, and she's a fiddler. Would you mind letting her use your fiddle? I said, no, sir. Welcome to it. And that little old gal, she wasn't about 3 foot high, blonde, well built. She took that old fiddle of mine. She played Sally Gooden, patting them feet. I just backed off. I said, fellas, I can't play a fiddle after listening to that gal. Took first prize, beat us all. That's the worst I've ever been disappointed in a fiddling, a little old gal beat me. But today, you got them everywhere. I got a daughter, she lives in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. And she takes a little after me. But I'm getting where I've lost my reflexes, my coordination. I still play pretty fair.